This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We segue into Doja Cat. We don't really, do we?
I will be honest with you. When you said, let's do Doja Cat, I was like, yeah, grand. And it's only like maybe in the half an hour before you arrived that I realized why people were talking about her. Like when I actually dug into it, I was
as
like, oh, well.
Kind of bad.
Yeah, that like that she's been in like hot water again, like in the last week. Like I didn't hear about any of this.
She's it, yeah. But she's like constantly in a bit of trouble
hater.
Now, I will say.
She does not give off good vibes.
What was your first interaction with her, or what's your first memory of learning about Doja Cat?
Probably the TikTok.
Okay, so Say So.
Say So, probably, yeah. Well, I knew the name, and then I genuinely didn't even really know what she looked like until, was it the Met Gala, or what was the one where she was dressed as a cat?
The most recent Met Gala, yeah.
Then I was like, oh, that's Doja Cat. And I was like, wouldn't have like known her at all to see.
She's a bit of a chameleon. She's a bit of a fashion gal. A bit alt. I actually knew of her when she released this novelty song called Moo in 2018 and it went kind of viral.
Okay.
You know the one, it's like, bitch, I'm a cow, bitch, yeah. I'm a cow, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember being like, what the fuck, this is weird.
Class.
Yeah, but then it kind of, she'd released music prior to this and it had kind of gone really nowhere, but I was vaguely aware of the name. She released Moo, I was like, okay, fair enough. And then she released Hot Pink, which is her second album. And I remember reading a Pitchfork review of it, or like an interview she did where there's a sample on it. There's a song on Hot Pink called Bottom Bitch, and it samples Blink-182's What's My Age Again. And I was that's really interesting. So I listened to the album and I was like, this is really interesting. She's a very interesting artist. This is a good album. This is the album that has Say So, Streets, couple of others, like all the ones you can, well, not all the ones you can think of, because she's had another album since that has been like absolutely massive and has all the other songs you probably think
I
of.
I cannot name a single Doja Cat song.
I bet you can though.
Other than Say So.
Okay, what were the other singles she had on that album?
And that's only because you just mentioned Say So.
You know the one Streets where it's like, find someone like you. Like you. And people were doing the TikTok trend to it with the red light. And I was like, put your head on my shoulder. And then it was going really dark. And
Oh, yeah. The sexy one.
You definitely know it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, does she have anything in the Barbie movie?
No, she doesn't. I'm a bitch. I'm a boss.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a shine like glass. And I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
That was in the Harley Quinn movie that I maintain is good. Probably the only good DC movie, Birds of Prey. Can you kiss me more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was SZA.
But it's her and SZA.
Okay.
But it's actually her song. SZA's just a feature on it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was SZA's.
Woman, let me be a woman.
Okay, yeah, no, I do then. I know a good few.
Baby, I need to know.
Will you be my girl?
No. How did you say that song? Forget it. It doesn't matter. And then there's the other one that she has more recently. She did. Oh, what's the other one? You right. Come on. I can't help it. I want you.
Okay.
And it's just nerves. No. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That's when I knew her. And I kind of avoided the third album, Planet Her, because I was just like, I don't know. Not that I avoided it. I just totally missed it. But I felt like I took in so much from TikTok. So I felt like I was hearing every second song on TikTok. So I was like, okay, I don't need to listen to this album. But I listened to it for this episode. And it's very, very good. Very, very good
album.
Is
it more rap?
No, I would say it's actually more pop.
Okay.
I'd say, like, she does sing a lot for a rapper.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is kind of her main influence, she's always said. But it's just, Planet Her is, like, more polished, I would say, while still kind of being true to her and being, like, very kind of sexually forward, like, very interesting in terms of genres and, like, crossing over and stuff. When you compare it to, her first album is called Amala, because that's her name, Amala Ratna Zandile Dlamini. Born October 21st, 1995. I cannot believe we are both older than her. Jesus Christ. Her first album, Amala, very boring.
Yeah.
Very, very boring. kind of went nowhere because that's... She had an EP before that called Purr. And I think that did okay and that kind of led to her getting more success. I think she released that through Dr. Luke's record, which... you know, like, not our Dr. Luke's record label, kind of savvy records. Yeah, but not good. I don't care what anyone says. So she released that through Dr. Luke's label. I think that kind of drummed up a bit more attention. Spacey, Eastern influenced R&B. That's what the fader said about Purr. And then we had Amala, which has the song Roll With Us. That was February 2018. Candy's another one, which I think became kind of a sleeper hit, but not one that rolls off the top of my head, to be honest, in terms of good Doja Cat songs. But then, as I said, Moo, she released in August 2018. That's so insane to say out loud. And even if you read the description, an obviously song with absurdist lyrics in which she fantasizes about being a cow.
Yeah.
And the video is like very, it's like her on the laptop and she's just like, bitch, I'm a cat. Like, it's very, like she shot on a webcam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That went nuts. And they released this deluxe version of Amala that has the song Tia Tamera on it with Rico Nasty.
Weird.
Tia Tamera, it's about like her boobs.
Oh.
Essentially. And it also has Juicy on it. I keep it juicy. I eat that lunch. Get that booty. It'll be a plump. Yeah. That natural booty, etc. This is insane to say out loud.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what really pushed her then to superstardom. And I think TikTok played a big part. I think the pandemic played a part. We talk about that Say So dance that Yodeling Hayley did. That was... everywhere, like that, you cannot, like, everyone was doing that dance.
Do you remember driving around Dublin like mid pandemic and there'd be just like kids on the street just like rolling their arms and like standing at the bus stop, just like, but like not like doing it for a phone, like just doing it because like they were just standing still, they couldn't stand still, like, you know. I remember that happened so often, where you just see like little like 7-8 year old kids just dancing away on the side of the street.
And it's also like, it's that Dua, it struck at a really good time because Dua was also releasing Future Nostalgia, yeah. Dua Lipa. So it's that real disco, like resurgence kind of music. And she did, like, the video was really like glam. And she brought in your one that did the dance, Yodeling Hayley's in it. And she has like roller skaters in it as well. Like, it's very, very disco, very 70s. And yeah, she just kind of exploded then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.